The Astros had to score a kajillion runs in order to win the series, but they did it. They outscored the Mariners 27-21, and the bullpen was able to withstand it without using any of the new pitchers. And we're going to talk about this and more about the new Astros pitcher, Yimi García, on this edition of the Locked On Astros podcast.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. Find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can I find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always beating the Rangers, always Stros.
I don't think we beat the Rangers. We beat the Mariners.
But. Yeah, but we always beat the Rangers. But, you know, always beating the Mariners, always beating the A's. We're beating everybody these days, Eric. Why
are we
not?
Still going to be beating the Rangers because they're trading away Joey Gallo to the
Yankees? Oh, that's right. The strikeout king himself. That's right. He went to New York.
All righty. So today's episode is brought to you by the MLB trade deadline, and it's approaching. It is Friday, and the Locked On MLB YouTube channel will be streaming the Hot Stove Live, 2 hours of MLB trade analysis from our Locked On lineup of local experts. Subscribe to Locked On MLB on YouTube and tune in July 30th, beginning at 3 p.m. Eastern. And yes, I will be likely on there talking about the big Astros blockbuster move on Friday, which will probably be James Click trading a bag of baseballs for nothing because he may be done. He may be done. I don't know.
He said we still got 43 hours left. If you're listening tomorrow, that would be fewer hours than that. But he said we will not be done until 3:01 p.m. on Friday. So they're going to do their homework. They are basically going to use everything they can, all their resources. And so just like you had mentioned in the lead in the show, I had seen a guy who actually, I believe, writes for Apollo, had heard about the research and development department from the Astros researching Yimi García's movement on his off-speed pitch. And so they were really looking at that, plus they liked what he was getting paid. So apparently he's someone that the Astros have been looking into. And that's the thing. When people were criticizing Click after the first couple moves dropped, they're like, oh, he's not doing anything. He's sitting on his hands. These guys are doing stuff behind the scenes long before we even think about trade deadline. Like, they don't wait till trade deadline week to start working. They've been working all year, especially as time's gone on and this relief pitching core has not done its job. It's become all the more important.
Right. And, speaking of which, thank you guys. We have now surpassed 900 subscribers. We are now at 911. Keep on subscribing on YouTube. Keep on going. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Hit like. In our one video talking about Kendall Graveman, we had over 100 likes or even more. So guys, keep on going. Keep on the Locked On Astros Express. And for those of y'all that don't listen, don't go to YouTube. Keep on listening on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Keep on listening to Locked On Astros podcast. We do this for you. And people are saying y'all are rocking it, doing all these small podcasts too. We're just doing it because y'all are listening. And this is what James Click had to say on Yimi García. He said, Yimi was a guy we identified early in the process. It's power stuff. The ability to overpower hitters. That's what you like to hear. And I know the peripheral numbers aren't too sexy, especially the 7 losses. But overall, I have an article coming for the Crawfish Boxes. I'll talk about it in a second if you want to say something. But yeah, there's a lot to look forward to with this guy.
I think with García, too, you got to look at where he was. He was in Florida with the Marlins. So it's not exactly they weren't world beaters over there, right? They're basically trying to build from the ground up. They don't have much going, especially with getting rid of Marte. So they are almost like a forever rebuild team, it seems like. It's not the Marlins of the 90s when they came up and won a couple World Series and stuff like that. But the whole thing with getting someone like García, think about it. You basically got three closers, Eric. You've got hey, we have a closer for the seventh inning, for the eighth inning, and now for the ninth inning. You know, who knows if they're going to go out and get a guy for the sixth inning? Who knows? Maybe Stanek's. I mean, you could have guys that have closer stuff from inning 6 through 10. So those pitchers, those starters, don't have to go extended innings, which goes really, really well in a playoff series. Because if your starter, if you have a game 5 and your game 1 starter has to come back, you don't want him to have to go 7 or 8 innings in that first game. You want him to be able to go 6 innings, limited pitch count, be refreshed, or heck, go 5 innings and have enough confidence in the guys you have. And so at the end of the day, I think the Houston Astros are sitting in a very good position. I think the offense is going to be even better. I mean, how about Aledmys Diaz coming back off of the IL and just absolutely contributing, and how much we've missed this guy, not only in the field, but his bat. And it's been huge, because this Mariners relief corps is not one of the worst. They're actually one of the better relief corps in all of baseball.
Right. And Jay Roberts asks, is Yimi signed beyond 2021? No, he is a rental. He is going to be a free agent after this year. I believe he signed with the Marlins for a 1-year deal. So unfortunately, he is just a rental. But let's jump into what he offers. He throws a 4-seam fastball, 96 miles per hour, but he has one of the he's in the 94th percentile in terms of spin rate with his fastball. What that means is he has the best spin rates in the baseball in terms of his fastball. So you know that Brent Strom can work on that. He has a power slider, which is 90.5 miles per hour. His curveball, he only throws it to his left-handed pitcher hitters. It's 83.7 miles per hour. But his spin rate has dropped from 2019. It was 2801 RPMs. Now it's down to 2672. The bad thing about his curveball is it's very hittable, especially against the left-handed hitters. And he doesn't throw it against right-handed hitters because it's pretty hittable. So that's something that the Astros are probably going to address. But overall, he relies mostly on his fastball and his slider. And so he throws his fastball 43% of the time and his slider 34% of the time. And then he throws his curveball, I believe, 14.7% of the time. So he's going to rely mostly on his two main pitches. And then against lefty, he's going to throw the curveball. But the good thing about him is he limits right-handed hitters. In 82 at-bats or something, he had he limited righty hitters to a 6.45 OPS this year. And for those people that recognize batting average, that's a .227 batting average against right-handed hitters. Now versus lefty, he's allowed a .241 batting average with the .833 OPS. Okay. So that shows, and that's mostly against the curveball. So that just go ahead.
No, yeah, right. Sorry, I did not mean to interrupt. And that's where Brent Strom, the pitching coaches, Murphy, all these guys, they tell these pitchers, okay, this is what you need to work on. This is what works in this situation. And that's what I love about this pitching department. And if I could just take a moment to tell those who are listening by audio or watching right now live or even watching the replay of this, I just want to challenge you this week and next, make sure that you come back at least 2 other times this week and watch or listen to one of our shows. If you listen to 2 of our shows, come and watch at least one of them with us. Tomorrow night, if this is Thursday, you're listening, Thursday night, 8:30, we will have Robert Flores from MLB Network. He's agreed to come on the show, and it's going to be great to talk to one of Houston's own, one of the great voices of baseball. So come back a couple times, listen to us, share it with friends, let them know we're here. I like the pickup of Yimi Garcia. I love Graveman. I even think Montero is going to contribute in one way or another. But like you mentioned, when we broke the news, when we did the reaction show, the Astros aren't getting Montero to count on him, but they're hoping if they get something out of him, it's icing on the cake.
Right. So his FIP is in 2021 is .417. Major league average is .420. So he's about an average in terms of that. And if you're looking at his xERA, which looks at the expected ERA based on exit velocity of the balls hit, it's 4.63. So that's a little bit alarming. But if you look at what he's done in the past, in 2015, he had a 2.75 xERA. In 2020, he had a 268, and in 2019, he had a 297. So he's shown dominance in the past. So this is something that I think that Brent Strom can easily fix. And if James Click says that this guy has dominant stuff, I think the Astros, he's not broken. I think that he's been the closer for the Marlins all year. The times that he's gotten in trouble with the Marlins this year, and this is not going to be good, is in non-save situations this year. He is 3-5 with a 5.09 ERA with 15 strikeouts and 17 and two-thirds innings pitch. And yeah, save situations, he is 0-2 with a 1.93 ERA with 20 strikeouts and 18 and two-thirds innings pitch. Unfortunately, he's going to be in those non-save situations most likely.
Well, and like I said, I think that what they're going to do is they're going to come in and maybe he's not throwing the right pitches at the right time in the count. You know, control is always an issue. Abreu, did you see that strikeout Abreu had today in the game where, you know, bases were loaded? The guy thought he had a walk. It was the bottom part of the outside corner of the strike zone. And that's the Brian Abreu that Brent Strom and them are working on.
And Brett Strom is kind of like having the right parts for your automobile. So let's talk a little bit about rockauto.com.
So rockauto.com has all the parts you need for whatever make model you have, whether you have a car or truck, whether you have an SUV or a minivan, it doesn't matter. They got the parts. Why go to an auto parts store? Why listen to them hem and haw about how they got to back order the part or how they're going to overcharge you because you are not a professional mechanic? Well, I myself am an average everyday Joe, just like Eric and everybody listening. We're just average Joes trying to make it in the real world, right? We are trying to run this rat race and win it. If you want to do that, if you want to save 30, 50, sometimes 100% on your auto parts, you need to go to rockauto.com. Number one, it's an easily navigable website. It is a family-owned business. They've been together for 20 years, so why wouldn't you want to support them? We encourage you to get all your parts. I know hosts and myself have gone and gotten brake parts, brake pads, tail lamps, all kinds of things on there. And I promise you, they are cheaper. If you pay $550 for a part in an auto parts store, you'll probably pay somewhere around $300 for that same part at rockauto.com. So go to rockauto.com, order your parts. And then when you get that part ordered, And you see the "Where did you hear about us" box, I want you to write "Locked On" in there. "How did you hear about us" box, so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the car parts you'll ever need. RockAuto.com.
All right. So a lot of people are asking about Jake Odorizzi. If the Astros go ahead and make another trade for another starting pitcher, it doesn't sound like it's going to be Max Scherzer. A lot of people are saying that the deal could be done as soon as tonight. And there's some teams in the West Coast. And I saw somebody in Astros Twitter comment to I can't find it. I saw it, but apparently he's ruled out the Astros and the Yankees.
I've seen that too. But I mean, did that come from a Ken Rosenthal or John Morrissey or
I don't know where
John
Heyman? I just saw that he's ruled out the Astros. So
is this the guy that claims he knows Taylor Jones's family?
I told you I did not want to roll with that. So,
No, we didn't. I was
a rookie card collector and several others. Do you think that Jake Odorizzi could be a good 2-3 inning reliever if we trade for a starter? I think he already showed that in that time that he came out of bullpen. He actually looked like he was pretty efficient coming out of bullpen, and he can be a piggyback starter. I think I talked about that we did a Tyler a TV spot today, and I talked about that. So I think, yes, if the Astros go out and get another starter, yes, I think that could happen. I just don't think they're going to go out and just get an average Joe, so to speak. I think that if they're going to do that, they're going to go out and get a top-of-the-line guy. But who's out there besides Max Scherzer? Jose Berrios.
Berrios, but I just literally – and I didn't read it fully, but the article's premise was that Minnesota wants a king's ransom for Berrios. Kenton Maeda, who hasn't been great, could be a decent, solid, seasoned veteran that you bring in. And if we've got to go outside of starters, because I think there's more relief pitchers than there are starters that are available. Someone's mentioning, Johnny Munoz says Gray from the Rockies. So here's the thing. Do we have to go get a starter? I don't think so. Would it help tremendously if it's the right fit? If it's the right fit for the club now, if it helps them win now, and if it's something where they're going to be here for a couple of years, you want to make sure that they help this club compete, not just after this year, but years to come. There are guys like Rodriguez out in Pittsburgh, who is a relief pitcher, Fry and Tanner out in Baltimore. Then you've got Cisneros and Soto in Detroit. I don't think they're dealing with us, but there's a lot more relief pitching. Hendricks has been mentioned with the Cubs. Kendricks has been mentioned with the Cubs, Eric. So that's the only other starter or starters that I'm aware of. Maeda, Berrios, Kendricks, and then I may be missing somebody. And so that would no. Jay Roberts. I'm not Jay even going to mention. Let's not even mention that name. No. He's done. He's canceled.
All right. So James Click said he said that he has 44 hours to make a trade, and he's going to, like you said, his job's not done till 3:01, and we're going to continue to look for more ways to improve the team. And he also said it's not and when they asked, well, what about Josh James and you have Pedro Baez coming back? What are you going to do when you have all of a sudden this glut of relievers and you have no place to play him? And this is what he had to say. I want to make sure when we get to Friday afternoon that we have a roster that's going to be able to sustain itself through the inevitable bumps and bruises that we're going to see over the next 59 games. In other words, he wants to fill up his
coffers. They want to fill up the coffers to make sure, right, that they have enough. They want to fill up the tank to make sure they have to get to the finish line. We don't we don't want to be going off of scraps or off of fumes. We want to we want to all gas, no brakes.
All right. So yes, and there is an open spot on the 40 man roster because Austin Pruitt was included in today's trade. And this was kind of a last minute thing. And I think that's why they said, wait, the trade is not official. So let's go and talk a little bit more about that trade. So Yimi Garcia was coming to the Houston Astros. Going the other way is Brian De La Cruz. And it's also Austin Pruitt, who was designated for assignment. And I know we only saw him for two games, and he had a 2 2/3 innings pitch, gave up 2 home runs, had 1 strikeout.
Okay, so I have a question.
You're right.
So I have a question about that. Kaplan reported that Austin Pruitt was included in the deal.
That's why said.
Oh, okay. I thought you said DFA'd.
Well, he was DFA'd, but he was also included.
DFA'd
yesterday, but he was included in today's deal.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, I was confused then about those two different things. Sorry.
Well, there's two different days. So yesterday he was DFA. Today he was included into that deal. So that makes sense for the Marlins. So they're replacing somebody, and he's not making a lot. But the good thing about everything the Astros did was those three relievers the Astros added are making less than $2 million, and that puts them right underneath the luxury tax threshold. Mm-hmm. So if James Click stands pat right now, they do not go over the luxury tax threshold and don't have to lose the draft picks and have to pay the fines. But that does not mean that they're not going to go. They already know that they can go above and beyond. They're just looking for the right fit. So Brian De La Cruz, he impressed a lot of people this spring. Dusty Baker chose to go with Chaz McCormick because he was already on the 40-man roster. But he had a great year. I think he had 12 home runs and had a 880 OPS, batted 324 with Sugarland Skeeters. This was somebody who wasn't really a top prospect with Houston Astros anymore, but he could go off and have a great career with the Marlins. Good luck. And Austin Pruitt, we really didn't get a chance to get to know you, but I'm glad that you're getting a chance to go out there. And this is another way for the Astros to save a buck.
Yeah, and like is being mentioned, they didn't give up a ton to get these guys, and I think they got some really good pieces. So the Astros will see in the end if they win this trade. Of course, Abraham Toro hits a 4th home run today in 4 days.
Yeah, what the heck?
But it was non-consequential because the Astros scored way too many runs for the Mariners to catch up. But I was like, of course he's going to hit. He's probably going to go on some streak of like 11 games in a row, Abraham Toro. But in the end, I think our club is better off for it. And for Abraham Toro, he's the type of guy that needs constant at-bats, constant in-the-field opportunities, because I think he's a good enough everyday major league type player. And he may turn out like a Robbie Grossman type, Ramon Liriano type, where he didn't get a chance here but goes somewhere else, and so good for Toro.
All right, so a lot of the Astros relievers they got are really good against right-handed pitchers, and I saw a tweet by Jay Kaplan that said that a lot of Christian Javier's walks are versus left-handed hitters. So it seems like the Astros relievers are really good against right-handed pitchers, hitters, but some of their pitchers are also good against left-handed. So it seems like James Click made a purposeful attempt to go out there and get better against a right-handed hitter. So I don't know if that's really what he did. I think they addressed it. I just didn't catch what he said afterwards. But I think that for who the Astros gave up and what they got, they could have gone out and threw out a whole bunch of the Astros' future, gone and got Craig Kimbrel, and that's it. Or they could have got the three relievers they did. And so I think they did a really good job. And Rafael Montero, who knows what he can give you, but I think that this is a great gamble. And sometimes when you need to good advice to go gambling, go to betonline.ag.
That's right. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to get in on all your sports action. We know baseball season's in full swing. The trades are being made. Teams are ramping up, and they are manning up for the playoffs. So before the next pitch of the next Astros game when they're in San Francisco playing the Giants, go to BetOnline, use your mobile device, or go to your computer. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get in the game as teams prep for their runs for the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device. Sign up today. You will receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. This is BetOnline. I've used them. I've actually won some cheddar with them. It's nice. It's really cool because they've got some really cool bets out there. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. Hey guys, H. John Wheelhouse here, and I want to tell you about our local Hooters located at 2796 Gulf Freeway. That's right. Come see your favorite Hooters calendar girls in cutoff jeans and cowgirl boots and dance to Copperhead Road. On Thursday, Texas Thursday, they call it, they have a special $15 buckets, $5 crafts, and even more every Thursday. That's right. Coming up on August 7th, they will have UFC action in Webster. Good wings, cold beer, and the world-famous Hooters girls. There's no cover. If you want great wings, if you like hot stuff, if you like mild stuff, they have anything from chicken salad to chicken sandwich and more. Again, $15 buckets on Thursdays, $5 crafts every Thursday. It's called Texas Thursday. It's your local Hooters at 20796 Gulf Freeway. When you walk in, tell them Locked On Astros sent you.
All right, so Larry DeJam says, what do y'all think about Mike Minor?
Yeah, I mean, I think Mike Minor is a decent major league starter. I don't think he's great, but if he's someone that you feel you can bring in and you can slot in that starting role, heck, Eric, you could even piggyback Mike Minor and Jake Odorizzi, if you know what I mean. You could do something like that. Mike Minor was one that I hadn't really thought, because he does play that role like Larry's mentioning here. He does swing from either a starting pitcher or a relief pitcher. But the bottom line is, oops, I did a Freudian slip. I put up Rayleigh is horrible.
Yeah. I wasn't going to put that up, dude.
That was my bad. I hit the wrong thing. And I think someone like, no, that's okay. I don't care. I think Mike Minor is someone that would be a good arm to look at. Someone that you probably could get that you wouldn't have to give up a lot for. So if Scherzer's off the table, Hendricks is off the table, I think I said Kendricks, right? If Hendricks is off the table, there you go. I mean, let's make it better. If it's the same or not as good, forget it. You know, Eric, we still have yet to see what Baez and James are going to do when they get back. And who knows, James has shortened up his arm, like not shortened his arm. Someone accused me of saying that Josh James like shortened his arm. He shortened his throwing motion. So he's throwing a little bit lower velocity. So that would be good. Yes, he's not throwing T-Rex arm. He's not, his arm's not as extended out when he throws. So he's lost some velocity, but they said he's got greater control. So who knows? I guess only time will tell there.
Well, according to Brian McTaggart, the Astros have played 162 games against the Mariners all time. They are 101-61 versus them. So the Astros are dominating. It seems like every time the Mariners go streaking, including that season, remember when they were going on that little run and the Mariners were the best team in baseball? The Astros came town and crushed their dreams. So thank you. And so Carlos Correa on Monday's loss, I think that game let James know that maybe we need to make some trades, and they did. And Carlos Correa on the trades, I think we made great additions so far. We got some great pitchers coming this way. It made them a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, something like this is going to be great for the players because they know you're bringing in an area of the team to help them. The reason why the Mariners hated their trades is because they're like, hold on, whoa, we're kind of on a hot streak and you're taking away one of our guys that helps us close out games. What are you doing? And so that's why they're not going after an outfielder, Eric. That's why they're not going for a position player. They don't need one. They don't need an outfielder. They don't need to go out there.
I kept on seeing the Starling Marte talk. I'm like,
okay. That was never going to happen. I mean, hey, Oakland, congratulations. You got another center fielder. You still need more pitching. You still need, I mean, I don't think the Marte thing is going to play out for the Oakland A's the way that our three guys are going to. I think our three guys are more valuable in the long run or for our end goal than Marte is to the Oakland A's.
Right. So, yeah, I think the A's offense, for the most part, is decent. They didn't really need Marte, but they gave up a lot. They gave up a big piece of their future. And the Marlins, they paid all of Marte's salary just to get Jesus Luzardo. So that's both sides gave up a lot. But I think the Marlins are going to be laughing all the way to the bank. Yes, they gave up a lot of money. But Luzardo, he struggled so far, but give this time, give that dude some time to develop. He could be ace. And so
yeah, he's one of their
out there.
Exactly. I mean, he's one of their next. I mean, he was one of their top pitching prospects, someone that they had a lot of hope in. And I believe Mr. Corona asked who we want as relievers. I've always said that I want Tanner or Fry. From Baltimore, I would love Rodriguez. I want Rodgers. I know he's dealing with a broken middle finger, or whatever. But I still like guys like that.
Herman Marquez is too expensive from the Rockies. I think he was All-Star this year. I think the Rockies are going to be asking too much for him and John Gray. I don't think if the Astros aren't going to go big for Max Scherzer, I don't know what starter I want out there. Just as long as it's not Mike Fiers, I don't really want a starter.
Oh my
gosh. If he's even considered a starter anymore.
Okay, so can we address the 85,000 pound elephant in the room? Why did the Yankees go and get another high strikeout guy from the Rangers? They got Odor.
He's got 25 home runs. Get more power. They struggle with offense.
They have a right fielder. Are they going to move him to left? They have Aaron Judge. Have you heard of him?
They'll find a place for him.
I'm just saying. And then he's got a shave. He's going to look like a buffoon out there. I'm sorry. The Yankees, Eric, don't need another home run hitter. They need pitching. Their pitching is abysmal. They have Garrett Cole and then Rougned Odor. I mean, they don't have anybody else out there. Chad Green is broken. I mean, it's – I saw that and I'm like – Just keep getting Rangers players. Keep on doing. Just don't take that Garcia kid because he's pretty dang good.
Yeah. So Pedro Leon, I mentioned this in the other show, but Pedro Leon will be out for approximately 6 weeks after fracturing his pinky while sliding into base on Sunday night with Sugarland Skeeters. And unfortunately, he stole a second base in seventh inning and was replaced. A lot of people were like, oh, no, did he get traded? No, he actually got hurt. And he's going to be out for a while. So this is I don't think he was ever going to be a factor for the 2021 season. But this does delay his development for maybe 2022. So unfortunately, that's a big deal. Rafael Montero was in uniform today, but he did not make it into the game. And Kendall Graveman was technically available, but Dusty Baker said with how much he's been used in the past couple of days and the shock of being traded like while you're in the same ballpark, he wanted to give him an extra day of rest. So now Ryan Pressly did not pitch in this game. And because Brandon Belak pitched in this ninth inning, they're able to save Pressly and Graveman and Montero for the Giants series. So they'll
That's
be fully
right.
rested, and the Astros bullpen will be fully ready for the Giants because the Giants are a tough team.
They're going to strike out Yastrzemski. They're going to strike out Dickerson. They're going to strike out Buster Posey. They're going to get some good saves. This is going to be a good series. And who knows, this might not be the last time we see San Francisco in a series. I really think I like them as my pick for the National League World Series contender. And I mean, the Astros, if they just continue to do what they're doing, have a very, very high chance of going to the World Series. And what amazing return would that be for Dusty Baker to go back to San Francisco and win?
Yeah, I'm going to do a series preview with the Locked On Giants host tomorrow. If you can't make it because of the timing, that's fine. But I'll do like a 10 to 12 minute series preview to kind of look at it. And I'm excited.
What he means is 26 minutes.
We'll see. We'll see how long we'll do it. But I'm excited about this series. This is going to be a clash of Titans. And I remember talking to him beginning the season. I'm like, and he was very down on Giants. Yeah, the Giants are going to be very good. They have to compete against the Giants and the Padres. And I'm sure his tone has changed a lot because Giants has opened a lot of people's eyes this year. And there are talks about them going after Trevor Story.
I've seen Trevor's story. I've even heard Max Scherzer to the Giants. That would be like, come on, man. I mean, they're stacking the deck. They're kind of do it LA Dodger style. The Dodgers are completely owned by the Giants right now. The Dodgers are decimated with injuries. The Dodgers aren't in a good spot. I mean, I do not envy them at all. You know, I think that division is going to be between the Padres and the Giants, but the Dodgers somehow stay just above the Padres. They just stay like a game or two ahead of them, so they do just enough. But that NL West, Eric, is something else. Those three teams in one division is just, I mean, it's a slaughterhouse.
Yeah, as we close out the show, guys, in the comments, go ahead and put what's your overall rankings for the James Click's trade so far. Do you give it A? Do you get A+, B, C, D? What's your rankings? Go and put that in the comments right there as we go and close out the show. I'm really excited about tomorrow's show too because we have Robert Flores. I promise it will be tomorrow. I'm sorry for those people listening earlier. I was a little bit confused on what day. But the Astros have a 63-40 record right now. They have the best record in baseball right now. The Astros are really great right now. So we'll see. I see some B's right now.
Okay. So Larry, the GM, gives it a B+. Wheel Bite 14 gives it an A. Flint Geeb gives it an A. These are some interesting names. Robert Epstein gives it a B+. Okay. Mr. Richaud gives it an A. So I'm seeing a lot of positive grades here. A-. Look at that. He must be a teacher.
Brian says that the Yankees still get Gallo and still don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, that, you know,
I had to throw that one in there, but
no. Rome says A, Jeremy Williams says A, World Traveler B+. So the Astros are passing the smell test. The fans are not as upset as they were. And look at how many people are watching right now.
Yeah. So yes. Guys, all y'all watching, go subscribe to the Locked On Astros podcast on YouTube. We're getting close to that 1,000 mark. Thank you for everybody who's been supporting us through this. We started with like, what did we start with? Like 4 or 5 subscribers. And then
And like literally. So let me just give Eric some credit here. Okay. Eric right there, that guy right there. So Eric's like, hey, we should put one of these on like Restream or something. And somehow one of our shows, I can't remember which one it was, like absolutely blew up and went nuts. And so we got the attention of our company and they're like, whoa, hey, we need to get y'all branded. So they had this conversation with us. So we actually were honored to be the first MLB team from the Locked On Network to get a YouTube channel. And we were so thankful for that opportunity. We had no idea because Eric, if I remember correctly, as school was ending, we were like, can we get to 500? Actually, can we get to 300 subscribers? Can we get, you know, and now we're literally almost at 1,000. And so it is phenomenal. We make a great team. Eric does a bang up job preparing for the show. He does all the stats and stuff we give. A lot of times Eric has them on a spreadsheet for us. And you guys, the more you guys show up and the more you guys interact with us, it makes our show easier and more fun, even those listening. The grade that I would give the Astros, I would say an A. I think James Click has done phenomenal, and I would give him bonus points for not giving away a ton of assets. So I may give him an A+. Eric, what do you say before we wrap it up? Oh,
gosh. Well, Trevor is setting the bar high for us. At first, it was 1K. Now she's got us going to 10K.
10,000.
Jeez. All righty. I said A the other day. You said A+. So I guess you went down. So I'm going to stick with my A. I think that I would still have loved to get Max Scherzer, but I think what they did was fine. So, guys, don't forget the NBA draft is coming up, and NBA draft GOAT Chad Ford of the Locked On, and NBA draft host Rafael Barlow and Locked On MLB host John Carlos will be live this year covering the NBA draft. It's Locked On NBA Draft 2021, brought to you by Built Bar. Get local experts' analysis on each pick. Follow the Locked On NBA on YouTube today and watch our live coverage on July 29th at 7 p.m. And we'll be back tomorrow with Robert Flores on the Locked On Astros podcast. Go Astros. Enjoy your off day. And we'll go kick some giant butt tomorrow or Friday.